This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733. It's the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live with Mark.
And Brian.
And Stephanie.
And it was called Free Talk Live. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind here on the live Sunday edition, as has Corey. Let's go to Corey calling in on Skype. You can call us on Skype. Our username is lrn.fm. You'll have to send a request first, but we'll accept that in short order, and then you can give us a call on Skype like Corey has. Corey, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, I wanted to throw something out there about Elliot Rodger. Y'all were talking about him being acting like a child and having a temper tantrum and all of that. And I didn't hear y'all mention it, but he does suffer from Asperger's.
Okay, I did say that he was on that. I thought he was on the spectrum.
Mm-hmm. Yes, he. So yeah, that is something they confirmed in the news report. So that would be. I mean that carries with it issues with social abilities and understanding, having issues with empathy, sympathy, socially connecting, things like that.
Yeah, sure. I don't know what one does about this. It's, I mean, you know, how you've got this mental health issue. There's no way to keep adults, he's 22, away from guns. You couldn't ban guns thoroughly enough in the United States to keep them away from a rich kid.
Yeah, and there's already people calling conspiracy, saying that this was a setup to even do that.
No matter what happens,
yeah,
someone will call conspiracy.
That's for sure.
Yeah, I mean, there's people like Alex Jones in the world who will call a conspiracy if a rain falls from the sky.
Corey, don't you know about HARP?
I haven't heard what Alex's take on this is. I'd be interested in that. I think poor Alex, and it suffers from his fame, too. Every conspiracy theory under the sun gets tossed at him.
Friends.
Yeah. I mean, I guess he has to bite, or he's called a hack or something. He is a hack, so it really doesn't matter. But back to the race and gender thing, because this is just my thing, you know. It's called intersectionality. And the reason that racism cannot be experienced by people who are in power is because that would not make any sense. So, for example, Mark, if your son said, "Daddy, I don't like you because you're white."
Seems like an odd statement, but okay.
It would be an odd statement, first of all. But second of all, it would be it wouldn't be harmful. It wouldn't be hurtful. Or if your son said, "Daddy, I don't want to hang around you because you're white," or anything like that, it wouldn't be meaningful because he's not in a position of power.
Well, anytime he said he didn't want to hang out with me, that would be hurtful. But okay,
I understand. But if he said that because of your the color of your skin, social construction of race, that's what I'm getting at. So for racism to take place, there has to be some kind of power involved, which means there has to be some kind of dominance. Now, what these fools have done is taken that to the most extreme and only looked at it and broken it down into a dichotomy where it's white versus every other minority, which really simplifies it way too much, because if I'm in a group, if I'm in a Hispanic majority, you know, I'm white and I'm around a bunch of Hispanic people, and they're saying things and not including me in conversation and treating me bad and acting in prejudiced ways toward me, then that is acting in a racist way, because there's a power differential involved in that social situation.
So, Corey, that's a great explanation, but I would challenge that idea because, not because I don't accept it, because I acknowledge racism exists and all kinds of discrimination exists. I got that. It's just that in certain ways or in certain domains of our lives, we a person embodies, you know, perhaps characteristics of the dominant group and characteristics that are not dominant. So, like, for instance, Brian is an atheist, and you could argue atheists are kind of oppressed and discriminated against and not liked. But he's also white, and he's a male, and he's straight, and so, like...
That's a fact that atheists are discriminated against, and
yeah.
It's actually in law in many states in the country that they're... I mean, if it was ever challenged in court, it'd be thrown out, but... yeah, I mean, there's actually laws on the books that discriminate against.
Right. But don't we all have ways in which we are part of the dominant group, but also part of minority groups?
Yes, we do. But that's what ideology is. That's why. So racism is just another ideology, just like sexism. So if I'm if you're a woman and I'm a man and I'm in a group of men and I'm being sexist against women, that's the same kind of dynamic. It's an ideology that's shared by the majority groups against a minority group. And these groups can be very, very large, like 50-50 in an entire population, men and women, or they can be like races where there's several large groups, but not quite 50-50, you know. So whites are a very large majority, and then you have Hispanics that are maybe 5 to 10%, blacks that are 25%, and on and on.
Hispanics are, I believe, have surpassed blacks as far as a percentage of
the population.
The population, and blacks are something like 12%, I believe, is the on a national total. You might be talking about some state of your, maybe Georgia or something.
No, it's higher than that. But I'm just throwing random percentages out there.
Already.
But that's the thing. That's what I'm trying to get at. So there's another issue as far as sociological use of terms. If we're talking science, you know, so... If you're doing a scientific experiment and you're using the terms validity and reliability, those are being used in very specific ways. When a sociologist uses the word racism, they're using it in a way that's been hammered out over years of discussion and worked out in the literature on the issue. You know, so kind of the technical parts of it as far as power being involved and actually what constitutes racism and what does not as an ideology is being taken into consideration. So you actually have to think about those nuances that are involved.
Yeah, you know, I think this is something that would solve a whole lot of problems if everybody just had the same definitions.
Oh my God, that is the only debate. It's the only
everything semantics.
Anything else? It's all about semantics. It's all about defining terms. That's why I don't like to die on the hill of every term that, as I understand it, I like to be as fluid as possible. Okay. You're defining racism in this way. Well, that's how I define as prejudice. But okay, let's go with that. Or boorish, insensitive talk, or whatever.
Prejudice is defined in a more narrow way. Prejudice is a belief that doesn't involve just race, the social construction of race. So you can be prejudiced against someone on the basis of their religion, sex, a lot of different things, but racism is an ideology that's based on the social construction of race.
And does it mean that one believes that a certain race is superior?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So, but yeah, I was listening to this really, go back to the semantics thing, I was listening to this really, really awesome podcast called, I think it's called Sovereign Tech.
Really, we might know the person who does that.
Yeah. I heard it was a great show, too. Go ahead, Corey.
So, yeah, really, really awesome. Just found out about it recently. No, just kidding. I've been doing it for a long time. And the quote by Philip K. Dick, I think, was mentioned this week, that he who controls the definition of words will rule the world.
Yeah.
I might have put it as something else.
Corey, what's this other detail about Elliot Roger you want to mention?
That was it, the Asperger's thing.
Okay.
The developmental delay as far as when someone has Asperger's, they develop more slowly, and kind of it terminates at a certain age where they're just not going to get any more socially capable.
Yeah, I figured it had to be something like that. Thanks for the call. I mean, it is, for a man to get to 22, be as concerned as he was about, you know, having sex and not to have had sex, I figured there had to be something, you know.
Yeah. Still very concerning, though, that there are entire groups that fed, you know, what he, the ideology that he espoused.
There's always going to be weak people. I want to hear more about it here coming up. 855-450-FREE. Love to hear your opinions on it, too. That's 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Angioprim can unclog blocked arteries and improve blood flow in all parts of your body. Angioprim is oral chelation. Easy, simple, liquid oral chelation. You take it with juice before breakfast and forget about it. Angioprim works fast, unlike old-fashioned chelation that takes hours. Just log on to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim, A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M, angioprim.com. Angioprim users say they have more energy, more strength, more endurance. Increased circulation and blood flow will make all your body parts work better. Log on to angioprim.com to get more information on how you can get started and start feeling better, having fun, and doing more again. Lots more. Talk to a trained Angioprim consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221. Or log on for complete information. Angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Find out how Angioprim can work for you. Get the facts about Angioprim at Angioprim.com.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-453.
Four five
800-480-3733. It's a live Sunday edition, 855, 450-FREE. Mark with you.
And Brian.
And Stephanie.
And you can also call us on Skype. Our username there is lrn.fm.
And also, of course, that is the ProXPN toll-free call-in line. But what is ProXPN?
Oh, listen up, because this is a public service announcement about your internet privacy. Seriously.
Seriously, this is incredibly, incredibly important. ProXPN, it's a VPN service, okay? VPN stands for Virtual Private Network. And what this is, it is an app that you put on your computer or your smartphone or your tablet. And it could be Android, iOS, as far as your computer goes. It could be Linux. Setup's a little different there, but it could be Linux. It could be Mac, you know, OS X. It could be Windows. And you put this on, and every bit of data that goes up into the cloud, that goes to the internet, gets encrypted before it gets there. Okay, it gets encrypted on the way. That way your ISPs can't see what's happening. It all gets done client side, which means it gets done on your machine and is encrypted. It is absolutely necessary. We are finding out more and more every day that what your metadata, which is your online data, your online information that you put out there, and that's everything, your banking, whatever, is being literally used against you, more or less, be it by employers, be it by governments. Take your pick. Okay, and so you are, you know, or it's something that just a hacker, or you're not a hacker, a cracker, a bad actor, okay, could get their hands on. You don't want that to happen. Your digital life is very important to you. You want to get ProXPN. Use the code FTL20. Go to ProXPN.com, okay, and you'll get 20% off using that code FTL20, or you can get even more off, about 30% off with Bitcoin. If you use Bitcoin, yes, they accept Bitcoin, and they do not keep logs. This is an incredibly handy service. I didn't even get to everything that a VPN allows you to do. It is true internet privacy and, ironically, also internet freedom. I recommend it. Couldn't recommend it more. ProXPN.
Yeah, I love ProXPN. It's so easy to use that for me, that's what the biggest deal is. It just kind of does its own little thing.
Absolutely.
And I don't have to worry about it. It works on your phone.
Yeah, very handy.
Indeed. So you can give us a call on the ProXPN call-in lines, 855-450-3733, or Skype, like Nathan did. Nathan, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mark. Hi, Stephanie. Hi, Brian.
Hey. Hey, Nathan.
I just wanted to weigh in on this Rogers thing because I've watched some of the videos involved. I could tell right away that there was something a little off about him by the way he spoke. You can't necessarily diagnose something like autism from just, you know, talking to someone for 2 minutes, but he did seem a little off.
That's how psychologists diagnose it, by talking to them and doing, I guess, some tests or exams, but that's pretty much what they do.
Yeah, right, but I'm just saying there are a lot of mental disorders could probably look the same, like if someone's on some kind of drug or something. But anyway, I got introduced to this by actually a pickup artist video that was a pickup artist person criticizing him and showing pictures of this Elliot guy. And he basically kind of, you know, runs through a gamut of things that he thinks he should do to pick up, you know, be a pickup artist. Like, you know,
it's a little late for that, isn't it?
No, it was before that.
Oh, it was before, it was made before he went on this rampage.
Yeah. I guess it was related to one of these forums he was on. I don't know, but he was saying things like, man, your glasses aren't going to get you laid and things like that. And I didn't watch the whole video, but
I didn't see glasses in his picture. All right.
Oh, yeah. Well, apparently he had a video where he was talking about his expensive clothes and glasses.
Oh,
and
his $300 glasses.
Oh, yeah.
Sunglasses. I gotcha.
Yeah, the $300 sunglasses. And another quick fact before I say what I was going to say is that the police were aware that there was something wrong.
Yep.
His mother had called the police and they did talk to him. And apparently the police couldn't find anything wrong with him.
Right.
So,
and this is I'm not prepared to go after the police on this one. I'm, you know, there aren't too many bigger critics on the radio than me of law enforcement. But what are they supposed to do?
Mm.
He, you know, I mean, this is a smart young man who, you know, they give him a call, they talk to him, or they talk, I think they went to his work, whatever, they talk to the guy, and he says, nope, no problem here, and, you know, here are the reasons why, or whatever. What are they supposed to do? Look, folks, it's not law enforcement officers' job to protect you. Get it through your head. The Supreme Court has ruled it over and over again. It's not their job to protect you. They enforce laws on people who have broken them. In order for them to have broken laws, in many cases, that means that they have harmed you or someone else. You are responsible for protecting you.
I couldn't agree more. And my thoughts on this are, I have two main thoughts. The first is that if he indeed had this condition, Asperger's, then I could see how that would relate to all these problems he's having, because the main criteria there is a difficulty with interacting and communicating with people in social situations. So if it doesn't matter how many pickup artist videos he watches, if he can't actually, you know, see the social cues that the videos are telling him to look for, right?
This is a nuanced thing. And, okay, I tend to think that many of the pickup artists aren't as good at it as they say. But, you know, there are, in everything, there are geniuses and there are fools. And some of us are going to be better at talking to people of the opposite sex and finagling, sex out of them or whatever. And some of us are going to be worse at it. I mean, is there a way that you can talk to people? Probably. But it's probably not going to work for everybody. The way that works for one guy isn't going to work for another. This is why the pickup artists don't say the same things.
There's not a formula. I think it really appeals to people who want there to be a formula.
Yeah.
You know, people who are like, I just don't get this. I've never had success in this area. What rules do I have to follow to make this work? And there aren't.
It was very clear. He said that several times. Why doesn't this work? Why doesn't XYZ lead to ABC and that kind of thing?
Indeed. So, and it doesn't work.
And the other thing I noticed is that there was a lot of collectivism in his videos. I only watched one or two.
The guy's not some kind of principled libertarian.
Well, I just think maybe that a lot of the things that are wrong in people's lives can be solved if they have better ideas about themselves and about life. And he definitely, there was a lot of collectivism. He was saying, you know, all you pickup artists have failed me. You know, you women have not done XYZ. So now I'm going to initiate collective punishment, like this kind of thing. And I think part of it is just, I mean, like you said, Mark, it's a very vapid kind of place. This is Hollywood we're talking about. You know, I'm sure they inculcate the values that if you have a car and you have the sunglasses or whatever, then you will get women. I mean, I'm sure that's a part of it.
Yeah, and I think that kind of that exists there to a degree, so certainly.
In some ways, he was just like a passive receiver, just picking up on these social cues and then applying them in an unrealistic way. And then, to frustration, it doesn't result in anything because he's saying that I have to live up to society's image of success, of what that is. I can't be my own person and find my own way in life. So I think that was maybe the other thing going on there.
Yeah, this is, I mean, you know, talking about this poor socially malcontented kid, I suppose that I don't know what we're going to want to finally parse out of this. Nathan, I do appreciate the call. Thanks so much. You can give us a call at 855-450-FREE or LRN.FM on Skype. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Americans have always been ready to defend, to serve, and to honor those who defended and are defending all of us. So this month, the Freeze-Dry Guy honors and serves Americans with our meat, rice, and potato sale. Our unit includes four number 10 cans of quality Mountain House cooked diced beef, ground beef, diced chicken, white rice, and two cans of FDG dehydrated diced potatoes. 158 servings per case unit. And during the Freeze-Dry Guy's meat, rice, and potato sale, get one case for only $179, two cases for only $355, or get three cases for only $515, and all come with lots of valuable freebies. For details, click freezedryguy.com and hurry. Sale ends soon. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Plus, free shipping to the lower 48 states from the Freeze-Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Call in, talk about whatever's on your mind here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. We've been talking about this Elliot Rogers character who apparently is dead now. We're not sure how he died, whether it was self-inflicted or whether he got caught in a hail of bullets. But he killed six people.
Yes.
And he's frustrated that, well, the women of Los Angeles, the women of Hollywood did not want him. Even though he had a nice car and he had nice sunglasses and he did the pickup artist stuff. He took their courses.
Yeah, did the negging, the peacocking, the whole thing.
The whole thing.
Well, we don't know about that. But.
Yeah, I don't know, but those are two of the things that are most amusing about the pickup artist stuff. Anyway, if you want to get some Bitcoins, we were just talking about Bitcoins during the break. There's been a precipitous rise. You know what? Rises aren't precipitous. Precipitation falls. There has been a rocketing rise of the value of Bitcoins. They're now at, I saw them at 570 today. And if you want to get some Bitcoins, go to cashintocoins.com. They make it easy for you. It's safe, fast, completely legal, inexpensive. The instructions on their website are clear. Customer service is their top priority. I have done a lot of business a great deal of business with CashInTheCoins.com, and they're a great company. You can send a money order, check, wire transfer to them, whatever you want to do. They have great rates, orders under $40. If you just want to dip your toe into the Bitcoin water, you can do that. Order just order under $40 worth, and there's no fee. CashIntoCoins.com. By the way, we're expecting a big announcement out of them relatively here in short order.
Oh, I'm excited. I understand the suspense. This has been coming for
months. It's building. It's building. You know, with websites, you gotta. You know, there's always delays. I remember our website. It was like 6 months from the time we thought it was going to be delivered to when it.
Yeah, you want to do it right.
Indeed, no doubt about it. Let's go on with the article here.
I think there's a larger story here, more so than certainly, you know, six people being, or seven people total being killed, himself, obviously the killer included. And this has to do with the reaction by the pickup artist community, which I think it's very clear that Elliot Rodger was a part of. And so the PUAs, that's pickup artists, who were not immediately connected to Rodger, were quick to capitalize on the news, suggesting that if Rodger had been a more devoted PUA protege, they could have gotten him laid and prevented violence against women. A PUA site called Strategic Dating Coach, which sells DVDs on how to turn a conversation with a woman sexual in no time flat, commented on one of Rodger's...
No time flat. You're going to turn it sexual.
Yeah, just instantaneously, because they're, you know, there's just a switch on women that you can flick. They're robots.
I love that. The one weird trick that you're going to...
There's always one weird trick.
The one weird thing you can say to women. Yeah.
To earn thousands of dollars in a month and to turn conversations sexual.
It's the new thing, and you should think twice when you see that one weird trick thing.
Yeah. let's see, so which sells DVDs on, we already talked about that. YouTube videos where he despairs about his dating life as he films a couple kissing in Santa Barbara. This is why we do what we do. Strategic Dating Coach weighed in to prevent this stuff, though he's not saying stuff. He should have gone to our website and got our personal dating coaching or purchased one of our products. If anyone needs help, contact us. Don't suffer injustice. Look, if they're so...
Injustice.
If these people, I mean, this is insane. I want to read a little more, but if these people are just so, concentrated on and so concerned about people dying, why are they selling this for a profit? Get that out there for free.
Yeah, it's like the legal website.
If they think it's going to contact us, maybe they're offering a discount or something.
Maybe they are, but that should be laid out because it can't help but sound really like very capitalizing.
Well, it's funny because he's couching it in these terms of like, oh, he's saving lives, but. Yep. I don't believe that for a minute.
Here's more. Members of pickup artist Roosh V's forums piled on. Game saves lives. Now, game, of course, is the game. That's what pickup artists do.
Don't hate the player, hate the game.
Right. I'm trying to think of ways our enemies will come after us because of this, but if anything, we're the solution to this sort of murder rampage, Roosh himself weighed in. He is self-delusional and massively entitled, but exposing him to game may have saved lives.
There you go. He says he's self-delusional and definitely entitled. He's nailed that on the, on the head here. Let's go to the phone lines. Jimmy calling in from Arizona. Jimmy, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, how y'all doing?
Everything's fine. What's on your mind, sir?
I got arrested.
You got arrested?
Yeah, yesterday.
This isn't your one call, is it?
No. I just want to let them know that.
Oh, sorry to hear that, Jimmy. What happened?
I got arrested for charged with lewd acts to an animal.
Oh my!
All right. Well, let's assume.
Were you framed?
Let's assume
somebody put that sheep there.
Let's assume you're guilty until proven innocent. What did they say you did?
Well, here's the thing: is I told them my story. I had my daughter, her name is Grammaton, and my son Jar Jar with me, and we were
Jar Jar and Grammaton.
Jar Jar and Grammaton, and we were driving. I was trying to go sell my goat, and I accidentally took a Viagra. I thought it was one of my allergy pills.
They look similar.
Yeah, real close. I didn't wear my belt neither, and so anyway. I pulled up to this feller I was selling him my goat. When I got to get out to go pick that goat up, my pants fell down. And, of course, obviously, I had a massive erection. And then this cop pulled up. and he said that I was trying to perform lewd acts to an animal.
You were just at the wrong place at the wrong time, it sounds like.
But taking the wrong pill.
Yeah.
You know, Jimmy, if you were in ancient Rome, there wouldn't have been a problem. They made statues out of people doing this.
But,
that's what I told the cop.
But he wasn't doing anything, Brian.
Sorry, Jimmy, I interrupted
you. He's innocent.
I don't got a problem with people with what they do with animals. You know, it ain't my business. But I told him repeatedly, look, man, that ain't what I do to goats. And, you know, they don't want to listen, if only...
Tell it to the judge.
Yeah. If only somebody with a video recorded this, I wouldn't have been in trouble, you know?
There you go. Jimmy, I feel for your legal situation here.
Rock.
Keep us up to date on this one. Thanks for the call.
Wow. Don't you hate it when you take the wrong pill? I mean, man, just really... Kicked off.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
situation.
Sometimes, you know, when it's Tuesday or Thursday, you get the T's confused, and Thursday was the day you take Viagra. And
said it was the allergy pill.
But it was Tuesday. I mean, oh, man. Anyway, boy, back to some ridiculousness. So these pickup artists were, you know, essentially saying, look, the problem here would have, you know, what really would have solved all of this is if he was just a good pickup artist and if he just stayed in the game. And they're saying, look, being in the game solves all of this violence. Now, that's insane, okay, to say that pickup artistry is a solution to, of course, all of life's problems. Now, obviously, this guy, Elliot Roger, is, or as we now know, had Asperger's, right? And so nothing's going to, I guess, what can save that? I have no idea.
You know, there's a whole community of people who have Asperger's out there on the internet, and I mean, it's a spectrum, just like autism, you know, ranging from very people who you would almost never know have Asperger's to people who it's very obvious.
Right.
But as I understand it, like there are, to a certain extent, you can kind of learn maybe more social cues if you work at it.
Yeah. So, but I mean, it's crazy because the fact that when it came out that he had that condition almost let the pickup artists and MRAs off the hook. You know, it's like, okay, well, this guy wasn't playing with a full deck, you know, or he, you know, he wasn't all there. But now instead they just come out and say, no, we need more of this. We need more of this. We need more of this. And what part of his people in this article, and we posted the article on Facebook, you know, they looked online to see who else talks this way, and there's probably plenty of people that don't have Asperger's that talked just the way he did.
Yeah, the pickup artist's vocabulary enforces some of his ideas.
Yeah, we have a societal problem, in my opinion.
855-450-FREE, Free Talk Live.
May I have your attention, please? If you are trying to lose weight, we need your help. We're AF Plus, and we have too much product and too few participants in our nationwide risk-free trial. If you need to lose 30 pounds or more and would like to participate, call now, 1-800-967-9495. AF Plus is an amazing, proven breakthrough in weight loss, a once-daily capsule that can help you lose weight in days. It's also one of the healthiest ways to lose weight, because each capsule contains natural ingredients, including green tea extract. You'll boost your metabolic heart rate, allowing you to shed pounds in days with just one capsule a day. Be among the first to call for your risk-free trial. Again, we have too many risk-free trials and too few participants. If you would like to lose 30 pounds or more by taking just one all-natural capsule a day, call now to participate in this nationwide risk-free trial. 1-800-967-9495. That number again is 1-800-967-9495.
Men who want intimacy and pleasure back in their love life don't ask if.
They ask when.
So men, spark up your love life, get pleasure and intimacy back, and please your special lady with Epic Nights. Epic Nights is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient herbal ingredients and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Men, Epic Nights is a proven 100% natural product that works first time, every time, even after consuming alcohol. And you won't hear any of those cliche disclaimers. Man, because Epic Nights will not give you unwanted side effects, but Epic Nights will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Epic Nights is guaranteed as one of the most effective male enhancers on the web, or will refund your purchase 100%. Buy Epic Nights at buyepicnights.com, spelled BUYEPICNIGHTS.com, or call 1-877-330-1120, 877-330-1120. Epic Nights, one pill,
one Epic Night. We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. And use the promo code Silver2014 for 20% off of your entire order. And give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can give us a call, talk about whatever is on your mind here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live with Mark.
And Brian.
And Stephanie.
855-450-3733. If you want to promote Free Talk Live, and many people find that this is a great form of activism, because, you know, for whatever reason, being behind microphones gives us some level of expertness to people. I don't know why, but it does. you can go to promote.freetalklive.com and find all kinds of tools, various ways to promote the show. Whether you've got a website or you want to do something in the meat space, promote.freetalklive.com.
Did you want to talk more about the?
Yeah, I want to. I want to figure it out as far as you know, this stuff with the you know, Elliot Rodgers and that kind of thing. Because I mean, I'm not prepared to blame the you know, the pickup artist folks. To me, they're people that are fulfilling a need. Now, are they doing it well or poorly? I think that there's an argument to be had there. Certainly, a pretty good argument. I don't think what I've seen is particularly effective.
Yeah, I will agree that more sex leads to less violence.
I think that that's the case. In my opinion.
But I think there's a lot of scientific evidence for that.
I don't hang out in clubs a lot.
Me neither.
I had honestly at dance clubs marginal success. I'm not much of a dancer. I think the dancers should go to dance clubs. They probably do quite well. I don't know. But, you know, it's not the life I wanted to live. It wasn't for me. And so I believe that here's my advice to young people who are, you know, are lonely and dispossessed. You know, go to the place that the target of your affections might be. You know, get a general idea of what you're looking for. Go to those places, whether you need to take a class at a local community college or a dance class or hang out at the library or a coffee shop or something like that.
If you're just needing sex, I think that's good advice.
Well, the one thing I like that the pickup artists say, or one of the things that I like, because they do have some things that I think are useful, but one of the things that I really like that they say is that if you want to get a girlfriend, you should just talk to as many women as you can.
Yep.
Just everywhere you go, talk to women.
To get comfortable with the action.
Right, invite them to coffee.
Well, that's the thing, is when you talk to them, you realize that they're not scary and they're not alien creatures. They're just people, just
Indeed.
Like you. And
Indeed.
Then they don't have power over you anymore. They're just people, and you can talk to them.
So, Brian, I'm not saying that if you want to get laid. I'm saying if you know, for whatever reason you want to meet people, you need to be where those folks are. Why is that advice not seen?
Well, this goes to an earlier point, is that, okay, if you're just looking, if you're wanting companionship, okay, someone to talk to, blah, blah, blah. Now, I mean, granted, if you're looking to make a family, of course, you know, and you're looking to produce your own progeny, you can only do that with another woman. But my point is that if you're just looking for companionship, why do you have to have a woman? Why can't it be a guy? Now,
well, companionship's a code word.
But that's my point, is that when guys are going after a woman, okay, we're animals, and we're going to detect really, really fast when one another is being treated like a piece of meat. Men know it, women know it, okay? That's my point. Now, if you're looking for companionship, my advice to you is to do what you always do. And if a woman happens to appear at one of those points, there's your sign.
I disagree. You've got to be out there and talking to folks, and for whatever reason. And the fact is, I always made my intentions pretty clear, pretty quick. There shouldn't be any illusions, my mind.
But you're not a nice guy. these are, well, you know what I mean? I mean, in air quotes.
Mark,
okay.
Is not a nice guy.
Yeah.
That's the quote of the night.
I think that, I'm the nicest of guys because I put it right out there what's up.
Exactly. But these nice guys are putting up an act saying, oh, yeah, I care so much about you.
The worst idea in the world.
Right.
Stop putting up acts. Be genuine in whatever it is that you need to be genuine.
Exactly.
And it works. Let's go to Willie calling in from Texas. Willie, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
This is Ray.
Ray?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm barely hearing you, Ray.
Wait, okay, hold on a second. Can you change it over? One second.
Can I... What exactly is happening? Go ahead.
Okay. What I'm calling in is about the double standard that exists with police and judges and the DA and the county attorney that exists down here in Austin, Texas.
No, it's not just in Austin. Go ahead.
Well, I just had a case where we have it on video, all three agencies committing felonies, violating my constitutional rights all over the place. There was 8 constitutional rights violated. And they said it counted about 120 felonies that we filed on. And, of course, the DA isn't going to do anything. They saw the video. They said, oh, we don't see anything. You can't tell on the criminals, put the criminals in jail. But anyway. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Indeed. The fact is that if you're looking for the state to, bring charges against the state, you're rarely going to be happy with that result.
Exactly. Well, I'm going through all of this and finding out just how corrupt everything is. So, it's on video. It's very blatant on video.
What kinds of things are we talking about, allegedly?
Well, first off, they illegally arrested me, illegally assaulted me, and then illegally kidnapped me and held me for several days without probable cause. And they even admit this on video. They admit this. As soon as the DA found out about this, they immediately dropped charges. Okay, because they knew that they were wrong. But yet they're saying, we don't see anything in the video that says anything. But
do you have an attorney? I mean,
This
is not legal advice or anything, but maybe you could sue them.
Yeah, we are. There's a criminal case and there's a civil case.
There is a criminal case, or you wish there was a criminal case?
No, there is a criminal case.
All right.
And it went all the way to a grand jury. But in the grand jury, they have control of the grand jury.
They sure do.
They instruct the grand jury what is and what isn't.
I think it's amazing you got to do a grand jury.
And you're not even allowed. You're not even allowed to go and watch or see anything.
Nope.
You have to trust that they actually had a grand jury. You have to trust that that, you know, their word that they actually had a court hearing. You know, it's all up to that. Yeah, and it's just on, you go on faith, and it's just like, this is a messed up system that you don't even get to be in your own court, you know, on stuff like this. So they come back with a no bill, which means they're not going to hold these cops accountable for anything they did, even though they did all these things on paper and in the film. They aggravated, assaulted me. They aggravated, kidnapped me.
They have over and over again, police don't get charges brought up against them. The worst things that they look at in many cases are simply, you know, having being fired. That's the worst case scenario. And most of the time that doesn't happen either. You know, the best case scenario here is that you, you know, bring some kind of civil case, you win in civil court, and you feel at the end of it like, the amount of time and energy I put into this wasn't worth it. And this is, it happens over and over again. It's really hard to use the government system against the government. It happens, and God bless the people who manage to pull it off, because they do some, you know.
This is my point about the whole double standard that exists.
Yep.
It shouldn't be that way. They need to get somebody that is not the district attorney, that has nothing to do with what goes on here. They need to get somebody from out of town that has no quarrel with either side, that is going to be, you know, mediator.
I love the idea. I find it unlikely that power is going to somehow not gravitate towards power. It's happened so far in every instance of the iteration of a state. I think that the best solution is to bring competition into the marketplace, where we can have competition in judges, justice. We can have competition grow.
Look at the guy, Larry Jackson Jr., that they shot in the back of the head, and yet nothing's happened to this guy. He's going to get away with it. If anything, he may get probation for a year or whatever. But this guy shot a guy in the back of the head, and nothing happens to him. And then look at all the others.
Which instance is this, Larry Jackson Jr.? What?
Yeah, Larry Jackson Jr. was the kid that was at the bank at the wrong time and got shot in the back of the head by a detective. And there was no cause, there was no probable cause for any of the stuff the detective did. You know,
it's a sad situation.
It's terrible. It's hard to tell what you can do about it sometimes.
Yep. Willie, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Let us know how things go. Sorry. I'm going to go. 855-453, Free Talk Live.
What if humans found a habitable planet, set up housekeeping, and then got left alone by Earth and its big government? Well, that happened in Freehold, Michael Z. Williamson's seminal work. Now available for the first time in a signed, limited hardback edition. Other books in the series are also available in paperback. I cannot recommend a modern fiction work more highly than Freehold. Earth might have left Freehold alone, but it doesn't stay that way. It's war. Get your copy right now at all major booksellers and shop.freetalklive.com.
This Tuesday, it's the premiere of NBC's new medical drama, The Night Shift.
TC was an Army Ranger, battlefield doc.
He's a hero, driven to save everyone but himself.
I keep having these dreams. I keep reliving that moment.
Let me help you.
But how can she heal the man who broke her heart?
I can't stop thinking about you.
The Night Shift premieres Tuesday at 10, 9 central, after the premiere of America's Got Talent on NBC.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.